And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 1st of June, 2015. It was on this day, 1974, Henry J. Heimlich published his Heimlich Maneuver in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. The American Red Cross still recommends it, recommends the 5-and-5 approach. 5 sharp blows to the back, followed by 5 abdominal thrusts if the back blows are not effective. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by." The poet John Masefield, born Ledburgh, England, 1878, poet laureate of Great Britain for 37 years. It's the birthday of Charles K. Ogden, born Fleetwood in Lancashire, England, 1889. He was a linguist, and he worked on what he called basic English, basic British, American, scientific, international, commercial, a simplified English-based language of 850 core words designed for international uses. And it's the birthday of the neuroscientist and writer Colleen McCullough, born in Wellington, Australia, 1937, studied neuropsychology in Sydney, got a job as a research associate at Yale. She was pretty happy there for about 10 years, and then she discovered that her male colleagues were making twice as much money as their female counterparts. She said, "I loved being a neurophysiologist, but I didn't want to be a 70-year-old spinster in a cold water walk-up flat with one 60-watt light bulb, which is what I could see as my future." And so she turned her hand to writing. And her second novel came out in 1977, The Thorn Birds, an international sensation, sold more than 30 million copies. She quit her job, moved back to Australia, and wrote more than 20 books afterward. She died earlier this year, Colleen McCullough. Here's a poem for today by Robert Phillips, Grandfather's Cars. Every 2 years, he traded them in. As soon as the ashtrays get full, he said with good humor. Always a sedate four-door sedan, always a Buick, always dark as the inside of a tomb. Then one spring, Grandfather took off to trade, returned, parked proudly in the driveway, shaven a haircut 2 bits, blared the horn. Grandmother emerged from the kitchen into daylight, couldn't believe her eyes. Grandfather sat behind the wheel of a tomato-red Lincoln convertible, the top down. Shaven a haircut 2 bits. "Roscoe, whatever are you thinking?" she cried. Back into the kitchen she flew. No matter how many times he leaned on that horn, she wouldn't return. So he went inside, found her decapitating strawberries with scorn. "Katie, what's wrong with that automobile? All my life I've wanted something sporty." He stood there, wearing his Montgomery Ward brown suit and saddle shoes. His face was warty. She wiped her hands along her apron, said words that cut like a bandsaw. "What ails you? They'll think you've turned fool. All our friends are dying like flies. All. You can't drive that thing in a funeral procession." He knew she was right. He gave her one baleful look, left, and returned in possession of a four-door Dodge, black, practical as nails. Grandfather hated that car until the day he died. Grandfather's Cars by Robert Phillips, from Spinach Days, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.